This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. The word manufacturing, Democrats now saying, is sexist. We'll get to that. Always love the word thing when a Democrat stumbles onto this. Got a couple of interesting people stopping by, but I was hoping Jack Stolzheimer, the DA out in Delaware County, would come on because, you know, rightfully so, after that initial battle, you may remember it, it was ferocious when he hung up saying, I'm not Larry Krasner. Well, he's adopted.
My name is Jack Stolzheimer, not Larry Krasner.
And I went through the, you hung up, Jack.
You're the one that's being obnoxious with this stuff. Now, I ask you a legitimate question.
Thanks a lot, Dom.
Go right ahead and answer. Okay. Yeah, you hung up. I didn't hang up. Okay.
Okay. All right. So we had very good moving forward after that because there were a lot of things that he did that I liked. But let me break down what he told people out there in Delaware County. And again, have the suburbs changed this much? Now, the other three DAs, and we'll ask them, particularly the Bucks County DA who's been on the show, they have not answered, as far as I know at this point, because of Stolzheimer, they have not answered whether or not they're going to enforce the law, meaning the law on illegal immigration. So late yesterday, Jack Stolzheimer, and I'm reading from the Delaware Valley Journal.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He said that he portrays himself, says the Delaware Valley Journal, as a law and order Democrat. And on some things, he's not Larry Krasner. He has been. And I've said that.
You know, my name is Jack Stolzheimer, not Larry Krasner.
Again, I admitted that. All right. And we've, you know, gone back and forth. So I hope he comes on to explain why he won't enforce this law, though. And he makes it, he says, he makes it almost like it's discriminatory. He says in his statement that my policy without exception is we're not to inquire about a victim and witness legal status in the United States. We are going to enforce the law irrespective of those victims, who they love, who they pray to, or legal status in the country. How are those things like legal status in the country the same thing? He says once you lose this trust of people that are here illegally, well, you can't go back. We hear that argument all the time. Now, at the same time, we have Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi is going down Broadway yesterday. This is Cut 9, Henry. Here's Pam Bondi. And Pam Bondi says, if you're not complying with federal law, you're next. Get ready. Would she sue or would she bring charges against Jack Stolzheimer? Here's what Bondi said about the people in New York who are, in her words, putting people here illegally over those who are legal and making up the law as they go along. Here's what Attorney General Bondi said.
And if you don't comply with federal law, we will hold you accountable. We did it to an Illinois. Strike one. Strike two is New York. And if you are a state not complying with federal law, you're next. Get ready. And the great men and women of law enforcement are standing behind me today. We have FBI, DEA, ATF agents. They put their lives on the line every single day to protect us. And what New York has, they have green light laws, meaning they're giving a green light to any illegal alien in New York where law enforcement officers cannot check their identity if they pull them over. Law enforcement officers do not have access to their background. And if these great men and women pull over someone and don't have access to their background, they have no idea who they're dealing with. And it puts their lives on the line every single day. Violent criminals, gang members, drug traffickers, human smugglers will no longer terrorize the American people. And that is why we are here today. You will be held accountable if you do not follow federal law. It's over, it ends, and we're coming after you.
So the question I'd have for Jack, he says if they're criminals, well, if the police pull someone over, then, as I understand this, they're not able, though, even though they may have committed some infraction, according to him, inquire about their legal status. Really? That's what you just got done saying in the example that Pam Bondi, right there. I now declare, as if you didn't know, that suburban Philadelphia is a sanctuary cartel. In other words, we know Montgomery County is a sanctuary county to the extreme. Delaware County, by this edict by Jack, is a sanctuary county. They're giving sanctuary. That's what it means. Chester County, I would say, without a doubt, is also a sanctuary county. Bucks is the only one where, at least on paper, they're not. Why are the DAs, and we'll try to get them on to answer, are they going, I mean, shouldn't they be able to say yes or no? Are they going to take the position Stolzheimer and Krasner have taken? Or are they going to enforce the laws? We'd love to give them a forum, all of them on at once, two or three of them together, to tell us their differences and what they're going to do. Doesn't this underline, again, though, what the hell has happened to the suburbs? How has it been captured where Jack, you know, if he did it under the table here, it's one thing, comes out and makes a stance on this. And he says that his mother fled from Ukraine from the Nazis, and that's where his sensibilities lie with this. Okay, but I'm sure she came here legally under some kind of program. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just pushed pound 1210. I'd love to get you in on that. It's pretty obvious to me that this is outrageous. And again, we built up a relationship where I thought he would come on maybe at some point today. By the way, I did mention to Dawn that tomorrow we're going to be powered by Starlink, we're told. We're going to be with a satellite truck there, and Starlink will be part of the deal. I'll get you all the details on that tomorrow. I know Elon Musk didn't contact me. By the way, though, next week, I've been assured that the Secretary of the Treasury will be on the show. I'll let you know the date and time. That's a big interview for a local radio station because this guy is really one big highway for the success of the Trump administration, inflation, things like that. I can hardly wait to pick his brain and get to the bottom of how he sees we're going to take apart inflation. But RFK Jr. has been confirmed. It was relatively close. And now we move on to see what he does next. That's really the most consequential, even more than defense, I think, what RFK Jr. is going to do. Cash Patel, I haven't seen it yet, but he has to clear his first hurdle today. That will be, has he cleared? He did clear the hurdle of the committee. So it has to go before the full Senate next, and that is going to be a very, very close vote, probably. All right, 855-839-1210. Now, there'll be a lot of action, of course, with Kash Patel there. A couple more things, then we'll take your call. So, Jack Stolzheimer, if you live in Delaware County, how do you feel about that? You're officially a sanctuary county. That's exactly what it means. You're going to give sanctuary to people that are here illegally. They deny that they are. They have radical council that runs it. They're very, very progressive. I'd say they're the equal of Montgomery County. How did the suburbs get to this point? You know, we were told during the election cycle that people cared more about illegal immigration than they did here in our suburbs than they did inflation. And yet all four of these, at least two of them, are on record as sanctuary counties. The other two are not going all out to say they're going to help Tom Homan in any way, shape, or form. Why is that? Maybe illegal immigration, people in the suburbs, you really don't care. Maybe inflation was the number one issue. Okay. Linda McMahon testifying today, and I want to play this. This is with Bernie Sanders. First of all, Triple H, for some reason, is seated behind Linda McMahon. I don't know if he's going to jump over a table, elbow smash Bernie Sanders or one of these other pesky Democrats. And Vince McMahon, they just dropped charges against him mysteriously in another incident. So Bernie Sanders thinks he's going to pin, yes, pun intended, Linda McMahon, who's going for the confirmation hearing on becoming the education secretary, on the issue of inequality in education. Listen to how she turns that around with Bernie Sanders.
We are living in a society where the people on top are doing phenomenally well, while 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And how do you think that impacts our educational system?
Thank you very much, Senator, for that question. First of all, let me say that I believe that teaching is one of the most noble professions that we have in our country, and we have so many good, dedicated teachers to help our students. I do think that we are trapping students often in low-performing schools, and that's why the president has such a strong policy towards school choice.
But you will agree.
All right, so they went for it. You know, you will agree we have inequality. Okay, Bernie, we have inequality. Let these kids go then. Let them get, she won't say it, I'll say it. You know it. Let them get out of these rotten schools. No, their solution is pour another $1 trillion in. No, let them go to a private school. Let them have a voucher. Let them do what people in the middle and upper classes do. That's a way to beat inequality. Let them vote with their feet. Let the parents make a decision. Why is this so hard? Because they're never going to go for that. You just have to beat them into submission at the ballot box to get it. All right, let me give you this side question today. Dan suggested this the other day, and tomorrow we'll have a question that's related. We'll have parade coverage. We'll bring you everything that's in the news. But we're going to be at the base of the Art Museum, as I said, hooked up by Starlink, if you can imagine. Stop by. You'll see us, Dawn and I, in the beginning, and then we'll take you up and through all the speeches, which is going to be kind of wild. We'll have our hand on the dump button. How many in the speeches, profanities, do I predict? If they go on for as long as I think 20 is the over and under, maybe more. I mean, one guy could go nuts and do it.
Smashing the under on that.
Okay. And again, I'm not going to be pushed around and say, well, you're a prude on this. Why is it necessary? Why has this become a thing that you're going to do in that on a football field? Ready to go on a football field or during a game. I get it. But here in a thing celebrating this, what's the necessary element? Because Kelsey did it and was entertaining with a lot of other things that he said. Is that become the standard? I mean, is that a foolish question to ask? Of course it's not. If you're on the other side and says it's completely appropriate, it's football. Hey, you're not playing a football game tomorrow. All right. Side question. Tonight. Or tomorrow night, but we're doing it today because tomorrow's a parade. Give us that film that you think would be great to watch with your significant other, wife, boyfriend, husband, whatever it might be, your significant other. I'm going to take two off. One, Speed. First time I saw Speed, I think it was the debut of the couple in Speed, pretty much. The freshness of that, the stuff that went on was just incredible. I mean, there's a lot of action, too. A lot of people killed. The other, Roe has seen the proposal. I think at last that we've counted 27 or 28 times.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. And I don't mean parts of it. I mean almost the whole thing. If it's on, she will gravitate toward it no matter what. So the proposal, you can watch it tomorrow night. Yes, let's watch the proposal. All right, Henry, what's yours?
I think it's kind of crazy. You went with Speed there. I mean, Keanu and Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock never looked better. I can agree with that.
But like,
look at the end of the movie. In fact, what the two of them say about their romance.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a whole.
They did have an insane chemistry on and off screen.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. Is they're particularly crashing through that thing and coming out into Hollywood Boulevard. It's a great scene.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for my answer today, I'm going to go with a movie that I've brought up time and time again on this show, and that would be The Musical from 2016, directed by Damien Chazelle, starring Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling, La La Land.
Okay.
Fantastic soundtrack.
I thought it was a good film. Yeah, I don't like Gosling, but yeah, I thought it was a good film.
Don't like Gosling, huh?
No. Why? I think I don't get how this guy gets these big roles. I don't see it.
I don't see it. Is it because of the acting, or is it just...
He just is a nothing to me. He's not a bad guy or anything. But he gets in huge films.
I think this film in particular is one of the best made this century, if not the best.
Okay.
That's how high in regard I hold this. Yeah.
Okay. All right, here's how you get in then. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210 and you're on board. Hit us with that at the end of your call. So Delaware County now officially a sanctuary county, the entire county. Montgomery County already has been. Chester County is. Bucks, I'd love to hear from the DA. Just tell us. Do the people in the suburbs care anymore? Do they want their DAs to say, I'm not going to enforce the law or I am going to enforce the law? Look, I get her along. We had her on with the Bucks County, but I'm looking at the Delaware County Journal today and others and there's no response on this. Are you going to help ICE with people here illegally? Yes or no? And I'm not just talking now. We're just not talking now with criminals. I'm talking if we get beyond that, which we're not at that point yet. But why would you not help enforce this law? Tell us your reasoning why you're against this law. If you're the DA, are you not supposed to enforce laws? Now, you have discretion of a sort. But then you make your case, tell people why you're using that discretion, that you're not going to enforce the law. Montgomery County, we know they're progressive, they're crazy. Delaware County, apparently, it's the same thing. Mushroom country, there you go, in Chester County. How about Bucks? The people there want to know, are you going to enforce the law with people that are here illegally? Yes or no? It's all a big mystery. 855-839-1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. Now's a good time to get on. Hit us with that film. It's all in the telling, all in the call, that you think is the romantic film, is the Valentine's Day film. Again, tomorrow we'll have a question related to the parade and all that's going on. I hope to see you if you're anywhere near the Art Museum. And I will try to detail how Starlink works. That's what we're told we're going to be powered by. All right, the... PIAA, the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Association, says, and they have been kind of agnostic on this, that now they will follow the executive order signed this week by President Donald Trump barring transgender student athletes from women's sports. Now, this is really good news. We're going to talk with a school board member a little bit later in the show at Central Bucks, and I'll ask about that. I mean, how are these school districts still going to flout the law? What are they going to base that on if the PIAA now is saying to ratify their school district, etc., they're going to follow the law? I can hardly wait. I'm serious to see the Central Bucks outfit lose federal funding. That's what they need to happen. Every one of these school districts in our area who think they're just going to tough this out. Before, they told us with Biden, they had to follow a federal law. Now they don't want to follow a federal law. Here's Randy Weingarten. This is the last cut. This is cut 19. Here's Weingarten telling us that Musk and Doge, what they're doing, just an accounting of the money. Here's a word, Randy. They're cruel. Here's what she said.
What are you hearing, Randy, from your members who have woken up to these letters?
So, you know, our members work in the field in schools. We don't have members that actually work at the Department of Education, but we have people like, for example, the head of all of Career Tech Ed at the Department of Education. This is Career Tech Ed Month, so we were talking to her when she was put on leave, and she's the one who actually makes sure that school districts all across America have the money that they need for kids to become welders and for kids to have apprentice programs or for things like that. So what we're hearing is just complete chaos and, frankly, a whole bunch of cruelty. Because at the end of the day, you can make departments more efficient, and I'm not a big believer in bureaucracy, but this feels like, as Elon Musk said to you, evisceration. So here's a guy who has hundreds of millions of dollars of contracts from these departments, and he's not touching them, but what he's doing is really taking money from kids who really need it in the field. And these departments, yes, they can be much more efficient, but that's what the education department does. It gives out money to kids so you can feed them a decent lunch, so we can have, you know, tutors for reading, so you can actually help kids with math problems. That's what's going on right now.
Oh, my God. And they just sit there. What are you, a bump on the log? Are you a human being? The person that asked the question and say, did you just hear yourself? Kids are not going to have lunches. They can't be welders now. They've seized on the welders thing. All they do is they take the money and fund it. Not true. Not true at all. And this is a state-funded operation in the main. This is where they always have to go because they know a sympathetic media is not going to challenge them. So they continue to sit there and prattle this stuff on in hopes the word cruelty will stick. We're stopping kids, not just the lunches now, from being welders. The other day, Democrats, we talked about how they were saying that government workers are Navy SEALs. They're all Navy SEALs. Now, any number of them are lazy and incompetent. Not all of them, but any number of them. They don't want to go back to work. They have all these office buildings they have to get rid of. That doesn't sound like Navy SEALs to me. Democrats are defending the indefensible. They're defending the bureaucracy. They're defending the administrative state. These people that are excessively paid, who get in our lives and want to be unaccountable. Now, I'm just hoping we get to the Fed and we get to the military accounting sooner rather than later. That's where I think there's a lot of action. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. As I said, Jack Stolzheimer, the DA out in Delaware County, I admire that he stood up and he said, yeah, I'm not going to do that. We're not going to have these roundups. This is...
Wow, you're actually interested in something happening in Delaware County. Right,
you know what, Jack?
That's terrific.
You know what, Jack?
Yeah, there you go, Jack.
Look, Jack. All right. People in South Africa, we had a lot of hits on the podcast listening to that. Was that riveting, particularly when the hang-up happened?
Brazil, too, right?
Yeah. So I hope he'll come on today. We've been getting along great because when there were things that he did that I liked that were much different than Krasner, I praised it. He recognized that. But why this law? Why are we not going to enforce this law? Why are we choosing that? And the statement, trying to blend it in with it's vaguely discriminatory, people you love, people you pray to, and all the rest of it. Why? That's what I'm going to ask him and let him see if he can explain for 2 or 3 minutes of that, and then I'll fire back what I think of his explanation. But again, I come back to all the time, this isn't just about Stolzheimer, Trump, illegal immigration. It's about what has happened to the suburbs around Philadelphia, where the other DAs are not weighing in. So, Dan, I'd love to ask the Bucks County, you can ask their office, would they come on and just say, or tell you, yes, we'll enforce the immigration law. And if they say, well, what do you mean by that? I just mean the law. That's it. Whatever. Is the law mysterious here about this? If you're in the country illegally, does that mean nothing should happen? Right away, we hear these DAs make it like we're on a hunt, kicking in doors all over the place. Well, and what we're going after are criminal aliens and those with deportation orders. But I'm going today beyond that. Once we get outside that, really, isn't that the law? And if police come upon you in a situation and you're here illegally, are the DAs around Philadelphia and Krasner saying, well, you should be able to stay? Why? Under what guideline are we doing that? It is not the law. Law is pretty clear on this, unless there's something I'm missing. That's why I'd like to have some of these DAs on to explain this. And the DA over Montgomery County is relatively good. In prosecuting crime, et cetera, I don't have much issue there. But Chester County, they're suspect because they're a mushroom country. They're not going to enforce the law no matter what. They want people here to work. We've had the mayor on of Kennett Square, and he essentially said, well, we need these people that are going to work jobs that Americans won't do. Is that what the standard is then? It must be in the suburbs. When I challenged that in the last election and said, at least in our area, I don't believe illegal immigration is the number one issue. We kept on hearing that's the number one thing people wanted something done about. Is it really? I don't see people taken to the ramparts out in Delaware County. They're not going crazy over this. I still think it's inflation. We hear more about the other. Is it really something that people want something done about? All right, let's go to George in Egg Harbor City. George, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, George, good afternoon. Yo, George. All right. Call us back, 855-839-1210. Side question today. Give us that romantic film. Give us that film that you think is perfect to watch with your significant other. All right, your calls are next. And as I said, in the Philadelphia suburbs, at least, these seem to be quasi-sanctuary counties. Pam Bondi says if you're harboring illegal citizens, she says, over American citizens, she's coming after you. And this seems to be criminally. At least she's doing that in New York. Would she say to a Stolzheimer, you have to enforce the law, other you're prioritizing illegal aliens over U.S. citizens? And Montgomery County and the suburbs just shrug. It is a never-ending story with me to see how this has changed. So is illegal immigration really that big of a deal? To us, it is. To Talk Radio 1210, to listeners, to in many places across America, in the Philadelphia area, apparently not. All right, DJ just sent this to me. PennDOT is planning to have added lanes on parts of the Schuylkill Expressway. You know, the side lane? I'll explain. And they would do it by some mechanism where they would decide traffic's too crowded, open up this other lane. Wait until you hear this scheme that PennDOT is planning. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hey, it's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, they're buy one, get one free exclusively for our listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant, or you use that code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50. You buy one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Again, just use that code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart. Support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3. Okay, you're with Dom the day before the big day. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. You have a sitting DA just saying, I'm not enforcing the law. Other DAs, we're trying to get an answer from them. Will they enforce the law? Or will they tell me, well, that depends on what law you're talking about? Okay. Are you allowed to be here legally? You know what the answer is to this. You know what the law is. Are people in the suburbs okay with that? It seems to me they might be. Was the last election about that? Did people not say in descending order, people with a criminal background that did this, absolutely, 100% get them out of there. People with a deport order, yep. Then we got down to the level of those that didn't have those. And still, we were in the 55 to 60% range of people that said, yeah, time's up. Suburbs different? If you're in Delaware County, is it a sign of the times? They're just not going to enforce the law. So these people in Delaware County that are elected officials like Jack and others, when people put up all over social media that Delaware County is a sanctuary county, stop telling us it's not. If you're not enforcing the law on this, then by definition, it's a sanctuary county. You can come on and tell us otherwise, but that's how I see it. All right, I mentioned PennDOT now. PennDOT are going to put lanes. You've heard about this before, easier flow. They're going to add, essentially, the side lane, another side lane on both sides, a busy stretch of I-76 in the Philadelphia area. They hosted a public hearing on the flex lane would run from Route 202 to Cal Pike in Upper Marion Township to I-476 in West Conshohocken. A separate project would create a flex lane along westbound I-76 from City Avenue to Belmont. Now, that is a choke point, without a doubt. PennDOT would control when the lane is in use to allow for easier traffic flow. Now, I'm looking at this, and I don't see how they control that. Do they send somebody out there, or do they put, I guess they put flashing signals up saying you can use this lane now?
I'd imagine it's like how the bridges kind of operate, where they have that moving kind of median in between, and they have that truck,
right?
Like that zipper truck that will shift the lane over as it goes down.
Yes, but do you think PennDOT can accomplish this on something like highways? A bridge, people are usually, at least in the beginning, a little bit more sensitive to speed and all, and looking at lights because they're on the bridge. I don't know on this, you know, and then when PennDOT hits the button, what happens if you're in the lane? I'm not sure how that works and where it ends up. It reminds me of Arlen Specter coming on before, I think, his last campaign and saying, Dom, we're going to double-decker the Schuylkill Expressway. That's my big idea. You won't have any traffic problems anymore.
I'm still in support of that.
Yeah, but can you imagine? Can you imagine this project, what it will take and how long it would take?
Any news about how much this would make? Because if you go down to Washington, D.C., if you look at 95, there's an express lane that separates, and there's along the entire lane, there's scanners for Easy Pass, and they accumulate over time as to how much time you spend in the express lane. You have to pay out for a higher toll. Is that something you think they might consider here?
I hope they don't.
No,
I mean, this is already, to me, a boondoggle. I don't trust them to operate this. So I want them not to make money up.
Yeah, there's no tolls on this road to begin with, at least in this stretch.
No,
I drive it every day, so if they started now, I'd just go back to the train.
I mean, I might be okay with it when you get to City Line, that choke point there. It is historically bad. Okay.
Yeah, like as someone who drives out of here every day at like 4 o'clock when it's
bad. That's really bad.
I know exactly where they're going to have these lanes and try and set them up.
It's fool's gold because, like, when I go to Dr. Bentz, I kid myself and say that's a much straighter shot than doing some other things. And then when I get stuck in it at only 3:15 in the afternoon, I go, how in the world is this possible?
Why is it so sinful for a double-decker Schuylkill Expressway, though?
Because it would cost, I don't know how much, and take them, I don't know how long to build.
Yeah.
And
it's like a it's like a prime spot for it, though. I mean, look across the river at the 76 where they did under the train station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could do something like that with double level.
Oh,
well, it's residential driving on top of the highway on the bottom.
All right, these are the same people that might be around that built the Schuylkill Expressway, where you have places where you get on from the left lane, which everybody knows that's insane.
Terrible.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's a little bit north of South Street, getting on in the left lane. I mean, it's a suicide mission there. So the first day they built the Schuylkill Expressway, it was supposed to handle 49,000 cars, as I remember it. Within a week, it was handling 100,000. So, you know, we know what the difficulty. All right. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Columbus, New Jersey. They don't have problems like that. It's Joe in Columbus. Hey, Joe. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Don. Hey, tell Dan I'm sorry I called him Henry.
Okay. I don't know about that. It's fine.
You remember the Big Dig in Boston?
Yes.
That took like 15 years.
All right.
This thing will take at least 20, maybe 25.
I would agree. And PennDOT being in charge just doesn't inspire confidence. SEPTA is not in charge. By the way, just a little note, Dan, before you. SEPTA tomorrow, their mission is to say, take the train, you know, every day. Don't drive into the city, right? Let's see how they perform tomorrow. I'll be watching.
Yeah. All right. be a good proving ground.
Yeah. Go ahead, Joe.
Dom, my side question, and it wasn't a mutual decision. It was a feel out. I was on a date. It was her choice for the movie. And did you ever feel like, you know, when you're being watched, checked out, stared at, monitored?
Oh, sure. You mean on a date? Oh, yeah, absolutely. We always feel that, yes.
In a dark movie theater. It was her recommendation to go to Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh, God.
To see if I was the proper parental candidate.
Did you pass, Joe?
Oh, I got choked up by the movie, but I didn't feel an obligation to get choked up.
I hear you.
She felt the obligation to take me there. That's the nah, hold on now, you know?
Yeah, Kramer versus Kramer, that's a pretty rough non-romantic film, I think.
Well, at the end. I mean, you know, the custody, all that, how he won out in the end. It was a tearjerker.
Oh, absolutely. All right, Joe, that's a good one. We'll put it down for that. I don't know about the romance. Dan, we didn't get yours.
51st Dates, Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore.
Oh, I knew you were going to go with that one. I don't know why I don't like that one. I never have seen it even.
It's such a good concept. Yeah. She has an injury that she loses her memory every day, and he has to get her to fall in love with her on a daily basis. It's a beautiful film.
All right.
So I looked into it. The reason why Schuylkill was allegedly very unfeasible was not only the price of the highway itself, but because there are so many bridges that run alongside it, they'd have to actually raise the bridges as well, and that added an exorbitant expense on top of what we already are talking about.
Can you just see these guys coming up with our inspector saying anything, and people are calling in? Is that going to happen?
Is that going to happen, Dom? Schuylkill Expressway.
No, the old time was when our inspector sat there with Michelle Bachmann, and Michelle Bachmann said, "I voted for prosperity on the bill on my show in Washington." And he goes, "That wasn't a bill. Now get me a beer." No, he said, "Act like a lady to her."
Yeah.
"Act like a lady."
Yeah.
And Michelle Bachmann says, "I think I am a lady." And he said something about back talking or whatever. It was a meltdown.
Pop me up there, Henry.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
This is beginning to sound like a TV talk show. I asked you a question as to what you voted for, and you didn't say anything. Because
I voted for prosperity.
Now, wait a minute. I'll stop, and you can talk. I'll treat you like a lady, so act like one. My question to you was, what did you vote for?
I voted for prosperity. I didn't vote for the government takeover of private industry, whether it's in health care or whether it's government heaping debt upon us that our children have no possibility of paying back without.
All right, so there's your guy building another bridge. I always use that to incriminate the whole project. Yeah,
he really did talk like that, huh?
Oh yeah.
We're not making fun of him.
No, we're not making fun of him. No, that's it. It made international news. It was nuts. And then I just leaned over and he touched me in the arm. Now, Dom, you're going to interrupt me? It was.
I mean, I have more to that clip.
Yeah, let's hear it.
A radically reduced standard of living. I'm a federal tax litigation attorney. My husband and I have created 50 jobs. We're not a big deal, but we created 50 jobs. In the Obama administration, less than 7% of the people in the administration have any private sector experience. That's why every answer is more government. The people don't want more government.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann with us, Senator Arwin Specter.
She said, "I voted for prosperity." Well, prosperity wasn't a bill. It wasn't.
Well, why don't we make it a bill?
Wait a minute. Don't interrupt me. I didn't interrupt you. Act like a lady.
Oh,
well, I think I am a lady.
I think you are, too. That's why I'm treating you like one. But just don't interrupt me.
I asked
her what she voted for. First, she didn't answer anything. Then she said she voted for prosperity. Well, prosperity wasn't a bill that came.
But Senator, let me ask you: is it your position
she's talking from talking point?
Oh my God! It's all in the office of Bob Brady, who was a congressman, and lent his big meeting room there to us. And other people were walking into the room. Ron Paul, not Rand Paul, the dad, and he left. He didn't want to be part of this. It was crazy time. Just the two of them. All right. Here's how you get in. All right. Kramer versus Kramer. I think we can get more romantic, but let's see.
Hopefully.
855.
Be about divorce.
839-1210. You can get on board. And this, it should be stunning. Maybe it's not. A couple newspapers think it is. The DA in Delaware County says, "I'm not going to enforce the law." What about the others? Dom Giordano's show, Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is Dom time. Doge dominating the news again today. And again, it's just an audit of the federal government, essentially. Here is Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, bringing up a point. This is Cut 16. If you think that what we found so far, and I'd like to see the running clock to show us how many billions we found so far, right, is big. Wait until we get to the USAID. Wait till we get to their aid on Ukraine and the nonsense. Remember that 60 Minutes? I should go back and pull it, where we were spending millions, if not billions of dollars to prop up their small businesses. Remember the argument on 60 Minutes on that? Not our own. Not our own small businesses. Not even in California, things like that. Where were we propping them up? Ukraine. Here's Hawley making a point about that.
Do you think that America should in some way be reimbursed? If knowing Trump, he's going to try to figure out a way for the American taxpayer to recoup some of the money blown in Ukraine, whether it's some energy situation or deal with Russia or Ukraine or maybe together. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what ends up happening.
You know what else needs to happen is we need an accounting of every single tax dollar that's been spent over there. Because remember, right now we have zero because Congress never would vote for an audit of the money. And the White House, the Biden White House, never would do one. We need to know exactly how this money has been spent all these years. And if you think USAID is a corrupt thing, just wait till we see how our money has been spent. We need to know it. And I'm glad the president is going to bring this to a close.
Yeah, the Pentagon should be next. Senator, thank you, as always.
Yeah, Ukraine, the money in Ukraine, both what we know and what we don't know and how they spend it. What was it? Zelensky recently said he knew where about $70 billion did. He didn't know the rest, $100 billion more. Endless. Just an endless, bottomless pit of corruption. That's Ukraine. All right, let's go to Brandy in Cherry Hill. Brandy, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Brandy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Good.
Thank you for bringing up this topic, because I live in New Jersey and my family has been traumatized by an undocumented illegal for about 5 years now.
In what way?
In ways that they got stopped when they're driving without a license, and they said that they can't do anything about it because they did never have a license, so they can't say that they're driving without a license.
Ridiculous, right? Yeah. Funny business and, there, yeah.
And $5,000 was paid, you know, in the over the summer trying to, you know, get some problems resolved with a family court. And the lawyer told my family, you have to tread lightly. And they put in all kind of falsified records and reports to the DIFAS. DIFAS ignored everything.
Well, Brandy, I would tell you the good news is this is going to be a big issue in the governor's race coming up. And if the Republican wins, whichever one it is, you're going to start to see a better day on this front. Sorry that you had to go through that, but better days are coming. That's why it's so critical, this upcoming race. 855-839-1210. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with a school board member out at Central Bucks West, because headlines yesterday indicated in their special ed class, there were uses of illegal restraints. We have been given that story, but we couldn't verify it. And the Bucks County Courier Times apparently did, because the Pennsylvania Department of Education said so. So what is it about Central Bucks, that school district? We'll get to the bottom of that. And I'm also going to ask, now the PIAA, the president's order, will Central Bucks comply with the idea that you can't have boys or men, however you want to look at it, in women's sports? They're on record saying, yes, you will. That's where the test is going to be. What will the Trump Department of Education or the Trump administration do about all this? Phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. Coming to you next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget.
Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.